Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting ninth. The DH, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston bunts towards the mound. Boedeker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Boedeker. Guillen moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Boston moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheets who is chasing the ball. Lyons reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Gielen steals second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheets moves to third. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheets. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhart bunts towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheets. Walker reaches second base with a double. Calderon moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles too. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker juggles the ball. That's an error on Walker. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Sheets scores. Knight goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jim Wynn now pitching. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's White Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Gerhart for the double play. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus pinch runs for Donnie Hill. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Redus steals second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Knight moves to second. Rene Gonzalez pinch runs for Ray Knight. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerhardt bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young is walked intentionally. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Alan Wiggins. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson now playing second base. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ripken out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-4 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.